some of the recommendations that are coming up is the issue of reviewing tax policies. And our government is supposed to review the issues of how they are collecting their tax, and how they are also reviewing the issue of revenue collection, and also the issue of the informal sector, and as to how they can be accountable, and how they are supposed to contribute also to this issue of financing.
And looking at the outcome of the Sustainable Development Goals, what is coming out of that?
The document which will be declared tomorrow is going to be the guiding principle for the September adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals. And January 1, 2016, as they resume, they'll be working hand in hand with the issue of financing.
And Mr. Mafumo, we understand that today the issue of financing of health took center stage at these meetings. Can you talk about that and the issue that was coming up on funding health?
The issue of the health transition fund, or the health fund that was there, managed to make sure that HIV AIDS prevalence rates declined. If you can look at other countries, most countries, especially in Africa, there's been a great improvement in terms of HIV and AIDS. Hence now, for the Sustainable Development Goals, the issue of health is not stopping. It's just a continuous process from the Millennium Development Goals to the Sustainable Development Goals, and continuing to fund for health. Looking at also the recent issue of the Ebola outbreak, how various stakeholders managed to come together and contribute to this whole issue to make sure that Ebola managed to lower down at much lower levels. So they're emphasizing this issue that health also should play a pivotal role.